another hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hillen, along with Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
Cape Fire Cafe every weekday afternoon, and we are watching road conditions and weather. I-94 has been closed from Bismarck to Mandan now. The North Dakota Department of Transportation, along with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, have closed I-94 Bismarck to Jamestown due to high winds causing areas of zero visibility and hazardous travel conditions. Motorists who drive past a road closure device may be fined up to $250. By the way, still no travel advised in areas in effect for areas in central North Dakota as well. So it is it's a little rough out there, folks. North Dakota Highway Patrol closing I-94 from Bismarck to Jamestown. All right. Also, the North Dakota Department of Transportation and the North Dakota Highway Patrol together are telling us that the high wind conditions have made travel very difficult for high-profile vehicles in North Dakota. They are advising motorists that extremely high winds are making travel difficult across the state, especially for high-profile vehicles, semis, trucks, buses, and SUVs. Motorists are advised to use caution when meeting and passing vehicles, as well as driving through strong wind gusts. According to the National Weather Service, in Bismarck, strong winds of 40 to 60 miles an hour will persist throughout North Dakota today. We are going to be chatting with someone from the National Weather Service. We're working on tracking down the North Dakota Highway Patrol and some sheriffs around the region, but we appreciate hearing firsthand from you as well about conditions out there. So here's the number to call us, 855-200-1776. You can do that. Press 1, leave a message anytime, give us your quick road report, and we'll make sure we pass it along. You can call us live on the air at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you're safely home and want to give us the report on what you found when you're out there, drop us an email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of confusion about what constitutes a blizzard. We'll talk with the Weather Service a little bit about that, because some people were saying, this is a blizzard? Really? There's no snow. Yes, but there's a lot of wind and a little bit of snow, and that's a blizzard, I guess. But obviously, when you're closing I-94, that's a blizzard, right? Some question whether schools should have been closed today. They were closed a good 12 hours before they were scheduled to open in the Red River Valley. So is that appropriate? By the way, Bismarck right now has difficult driving conditions around town. Kids are in school. So you have a contrast between what they did in Fargo and what they did in Bismarck. Who got it right? And how is it where you are at? Let us know at 855-200-1776 or 701-258-0550, our toll-free telephone numbers and local numbers for you to call. Here's a call that came in during the break, a little bit critical of yours truly on my take on truckers. And to recap this for anybody that listen, and I took this from a conversation I had with the Highway Patrol. I said, you know, recounting a storm where I was cruising between Bismarck or Fargo and putzing along at 30 miles an hour. It was this winter, and doing okay, but every time a truck would pass me, I would literally have to come to a screeching halt. And I was sort of asking the question to the Highway Patrol from the perspective of, you know, hey, there's crazy truckers are going 40, 50 miles an hour, and I got to go 30. They come by me. I'm dead in the water. I'm dead in my tracks. And he basically said, Scott, if that's what's happening to you, at the next exit, you want to just safely get yourself off the road. I mean, because if you're in a whiteout condition because trucks are continually passing you, you don't belong on the road. He might be okay because he can see. But so I've sort of swayed toward taking the side of truckers in this and saying those of us, on the other hand, obviously, let's be North Dakota neighborly, Minnesota nice, right? Let's say, hey, maybe I need to dial it back a little bit so that guy at least can get to the next exit. You know, maybe there's some middle ground here. I don't know. Anyway, this caller took exception to my my take on this. You see if you disagree or agree with him by calling us at 800-228-0550.
You're talking about the truckers. I've got a million miles in a semi all over the United States of America, and every condition and every mountain pass in this country, they need to slow down too. You said, well, maybe the autos shouldn't be on the road. Well, this guy just left Audubon, and it was perfect. And then he hits these bad roads. So, you know, what do you expect him to do? Just pull over in the side of the ditch? He's got to get back to where he can get secure, whether it's a truck stop, a wayside rest, or whatever. So not everybody can just pull off. They drove into these conditions. You said they're sporadic. it'll open your mind a little bit. I think mostly what it is, you're so pro-oil, and these truckers got to get the oil or the water or whatever where it is. Screw everybody else, and, you know, I'm all for the oil, even to the extent of killing people.
That's probably one of the more offensive things I've ever had a caller tell me. I do have thick skin because I am a radio talk show host, and I always say you can't offend me. But the idea that I would be so pro-oil I wouldn't care if it killed anybody is really a unneighborly thing to say. But I'll just let that go because whatever. You're passionate about it. You've got some experience behind the wheel. First of all, I'm pro-commerce, right? And I see a lot of red tape on truckers and pressure to get from point A to point B in a certain period of time that does drive them. Obviously, not to the point where someone could be harmed. I don't want that, right? Of course not. I mean, nobody wants that.
Right.
I'm just trying to say, look, a little bit of perspective here. They can see, okay, if I'm putzing along at 30 and they're able to go 50, it's not their fault that I have a whiteout when they pass me. I shouldn't be on the road. Now, to his example of the fellow that called from Audubon, who was up ice fishing. You know, he took off, wasn't bad, and then really got slow going, right? So he had to dial it back a notch. I'm saying maybe he stops at Washburn. Maybe he stops at, pick your spot, the next town. I'm not saying stop in the middle of the road or pull off on some country road. I'm just saying the next time you're able, if you're white-knuckling it, maybe it's time to, you know, like the guy that called us from Lemoore earlier. So I'm going to try it to Lemoore, and if it isn't any better, I'm going to stick in Lemoore and find a coffee shop to have a piece of pie or something. But anyway, I... Look, if you want to call me pro-oil, that's fine. I am. I'm pro-everything. And by the way, there's a lot more than oil in trucks. There's baked beans in trucks. There's pie. There's pie in trucks, for crying out loud. So
Scott, I don't think you really want to kill people, okay? I'll just go out and say that. I don't think you want to do any delivery so bad that you want to kill anybody. I'm not buying that guy's sentiment whatsoever.
A little offensive, but anyway, I can take it. I'm a big boy. Thank you, Todd, for being my brother in arms here, though. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Ed is north of Mercer, wants to tell us about the weather there. Go ahead, Ed. You're up on what's on your mind. You there, Ed? Oh, don't hear Ed, so let's put Ed on hold, and let's try Gary in Tioga, listening on 1090 KTGO. Gary, what's on your mind?
I just want to let you know there's a train derailment about 3 miles west of Tioga, and it's probably due to the wind.
Does it look like...
There's no fuel tankers or nothing like that. It's just regular box cars and double-stack cars. But there's about 15 trains or about 15 cars.
Okay, interesting. And Gary, tell me one more time where you saw the derailment?
It's about 3 miles west of Tioga.
3 miles west of Tioga. All right. And
yep.
That would be up along Highway 2?
Yes, sir.
Got it. All right. So west of the Tioga.
But the wind here, as far as the wind right now, everything seems to be settled down here. It's actually turned out to be a pretty nice day.
By the way, I'm sure the wind derailing a train will be oil's fault, too. Just wait. Just so you know. But there again, I'm so pro-oil. I'm so pro-oil, I want to kill people, remember? So, yeah, that's why I would do
that. That's the way I probably should have presented. There's oil going everywhere, you know, it's spewing all over the place, and everybody's just going crazy. But no, it's not
so
bad.
We're
going
to have to change all the promos now. It's Todd Mitchell and the killer.
There you go. Exactly right. Yeah, just a heartless killer that only cares about getting oil out of the ground and getting it to market. Gary, thanks for the first-hand report. We will we will effort an interview with our friends at BNSF to find out what's going on there, assuming that it's a BNSF train. But, Castleton, I'll bet anything when they get to the bottom of that will be because of the extreme cold that day. It'll play some role, I'll bet anything. And obviously the one you're talking about, probably wind, right? So, but I'm pro keeping the train on the track, and we got to do everything we can to keep the train on the track, in that case and many others. All right, we're coming up against the break. Sergeant Troy Hischer is going to join us and give us a first-hand report of the road conditions where he's at with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, so we'll do that in just a moment. And, again, National Weather Service is telling us 40-mile-an-hour winds gusting to 60. Let's take Shane real quickly here if we can. Sorry, Troy. Sergeant Troy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Where are you at right now? We got about half a minute. We'll start this and continue on the other side of the break. Where are you at right now, Sergeant?
Sure, I'm right here in Fargo on the interstate, so in town it's definitely a different game than out of town.
All right, and what are you hearing from your fellow troopers out there about where things are the worst?
Yeah, I'd say from Castleton to West Fargo is definitely nasty, and then there's kind of a, I don't want to say a break, but it's a little bit better west, and then now they just issued them closed the interstate. I-94 is closed from Jamestown to Bismarck, so that just came out.
Yeah, we just announced that a moment ago, and in town getting better, Sergeant?
No, I would say no, it's not getting better, it's just maintaining right now, I mean, just where there's stuff that blocks the wind, the visibility is definitely better.
Got it. So still a no. You're saying no travel advice would be your advice at this point.
Well, it's a travel alert, so that's one less than a no
Got
travel
it.
Advice.
Like us on Facebook.
Appreciate
Follow
that, son. Sergeant. Appreciate
the easy links at
North Dakota Highway Patrol. Back with more after this timeout, folks. Don't go away. What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day, and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know, a lot of it weather-related. I-94 closed from Bismarck to Jamestown, and North Dakota Highway Patrol closing I-94 to Jamestown, saying due to high winds. We're chatting here with the Sergeant Troy Hischer of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Do we know why I-94 closed from Bismarck to Jamestown? Is it road conditions? Is it visibility? What's the situation there, Sergeant?
It's a combination of both, but the road conditions are poor out there. And then there, I believe that there's a semi blocking one direction or the other and then causing more reduced visibility with the wind drifting around that semi or whatever it is out there. There is something with a semi out there, whether it's a crash or he's just jackknife blocking the road. But that's between Jamestown and Bismarck.
What is your normal patrol area? What is your turf?
Well, I'm stationed and live here in Fargo, but I do patrol all the way to Jamestown or west of Jamestown. That's part of my region, the southeast region.
And in your region, what are you hearing now? Are there other, you know, incidents like this one with the semi that's caused the closing of Bismarck to Jamestown I-94? Are there cars in the ditch? What are folks finding out there?
Yeah, there are cars in the ditch. We've got a semi west of Castleton that's in the median. So, I mean, people are out there. They shouldn't, you would think that they'd stay in and avoid that, but they're on the ditch. We're picking them up and bringing them in. And that, right now, it's just a travel alert in our region from Jamestown East. So, drivers should still use caution and really avoid today. I mean, avoid driving today if they can. That makes sense to me.
All right. So, your advice would be, even though there's a travel alert in parts of the valley, versus no travel advisory that's in some good chunks of the central North Dakota, your advice was basically don't drive unless you don't have to?
Right, and I think that's just common sense. We live here in North Dakota. This wind can, the wind is what's really taking advantage of drivers right now, and the visibility can go to zero right now. Just because it's an alert doesn't mean it's safe to be out there yet.
Got it. So, again, I misspoke, but I meant to say basically good rule of thumb in conditions like this, if you don't have to be out there, don't do it. So, good advice.
Right. That's the advice, yeah, that I would give.
Sounds good. Sergeant Hischer, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the update.
You bet. Thank you.
Sergeant Troy Hischer, and let's see, Richard's on the phone. Just drove Bismarck to Jamestown. Did you see that accident that he's talking about, Richard?
Yeah, I came into Bismarck from Jamestown. Crawled in, actually. High winds, just horrible. Just west of Sterling. Visibility was down to zero. It was like there was a multi-vehicle accident. Lots of emergency personnel on scene. Just trying to keep everybody out there in your thoughts and prayers while they battle the weather. And hopefully everybody's okay.
Yeah, no kidding. I appreciate that that update, Richard. And you're home safely now?
Yeah, just pulling in the town. Made it home safe. Which I wouldn't have... made the drive. I should have stayed the rest of the day, but it was beautiful when I left Jamestown, and you just drive along, and in the blink of an eye, it's visibility from being clear to there's no visibility at all. I mean, just like the blink of an eye, it's amazing out there.
Yeah, days like that, just it's not worth it. Absolutely. You,
nope.
you get those that you say, well, why did I do this? And you think twice. So appreciate that. It'll help other motorists make a decision. Obviously now, at least for the time being, I-94 closed from Bismarck to Jamestown, so you don't have a choice. Unless you want to risk a $250 fine going around a road closure device. But right now, folks in that area don't have a choice. So good advice, Richard. Thank you for the update. Ryan is between Fargo and Grand Forks. Where are you, Ryan? And thanks for listening.
Hello. Good to talk to you.
You as well.
I just wanted to kind of give you a weather condition. The roads are clean. Visibility is definitely not good. Just to help other people that are able to be out driving. I just passed a small gray car, and I'm going 50 miles an hour. They didn't have their lights on. Difficult to see. So you turn your lights on, and, you know, even better if you can drive with your flashers on, just so other people are going to know where you're at a little bit easier.
Where are you now, Ryan?
Just coming up onto Gardner.
And so that you southbound or northbound?
I'm going northbound to Grand Forks.
Got it. And so Fargo to Gardner, which is just about a 20-mile stretch or so, it's been speed-wise, how fast are you going?
It varies. You get a clearing every now and again, anywhere from 45 to 65.
Got it. All right. But the roads are clear. It's just a matter of that visibility when those winds kick up, it sounds like, huh?
Yep, and I've seen a few people in the ditch already, and about 15 miles outside of Fargo, there was a double trailer semi, you know, in the center ditch.
Got it. Oh, I appreciate the call, Ryan. Thank you, good advice. By the way, no cruise control on a day like that. No cruise control. Remember
no
that.
No cruise control.
that could be the reason some of those folks are in the ditch, and that. I was driving 94 yesterday, and I looked down at one point. I was going 90 miles an hour. The roads were fine, but I messed up big time because I didn't have the cruise on. But it's almost better to do that, you know, and just sort of, whoa, what did I do here, than just say I better put it on the cruise. So, by the way, I quickly went back to the speed limit, Todd, before you call the Highway Patrol tip line. Bruce in Jamestown. Bruce is a truck driver. Going to give us weigh in on our debate on cars versus trucks, Bruce?
Yeah, hello, Scott. Just hang on 1 second, please.
Of course.
There, I switched to a better landline. Are you there?
I didn't know there were landlines anymore. I'm glad to hear you have one, Bruce.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk up a little on this one. Yeah, it's even hooked up to regular wires.
Wow!
I'm old school.
It would be like my son and a buddy, when they were juniors in high school, I took them to the radio station we have in Tioga, which, by the way, looks like WKRP, and they looked at a turntable like it was from Mars. You know, with a John Denver record going around. That's sort of how, you know, kids look like at phones that are plugged into the wall. What is that? I mean, it looks like it belongs in a museum somewhere. But I'm glad you have one, Bruce. I'm kind of old school myself. So, what's on your mind?
Anyway, I've got like 34 years out here on the highways, you know, and I've had to ditch my truck twice already because of cars. But they would spin out. But I've been listening to these guys call, and those of us, we do have higher visibility, and yes, we use it, but I've had cars that have slammed their brakes in front of me because they don't want to be in the snow, which is fine, and you try your best to do what they do, but they try to drive that truck from that car, or you'll come up to a corner, they'll hit the brakes, put a left blinker on. I've seen about everything out there, but my advice to these cars, if you're going east, the wind's out of the north on the interstate, go stay in your lane, and we will go by on the other side. You know, we really try, don't want to snow you out, but when we come up behind you, we can see further, and don't hit your brakes in no passing zones. I've had that happen. So I got a ticket over that one time. I was in South Dakota, and I had a car hit their brakes in a no passing zone. I mean dynamite them. And I'd have tail ended the car if I wouldn't have passed it, and there was a highway patrol behind us. And he was laughing about it. He's, in a way, he was laughing. He says, I seen what you did, but he has no choice with his camera. I said, I understand that. Wasn't either one of us could do it. But these cars got to realize, yes, we have better visibility. No, we're not out to get you. And just drive your car, like you said, pull over if you can. You know?
Good advice, Bruce. And I think it helps to hear that perspective from someone that's there. And when you talk about ditching your truck, you're doing that to save somebody's life at some expense to you. Appreciate the call. Please call again. Even from that landline. Such a novel concept. I love it. National Weather Service when we come back, and more of your calls on the great trucker debate here on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, behind the Senex in Stanley. We'll look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best. Stanley, North Dakota.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab.
Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Music before the end of the hour. Think we can round that up, Mr. Mitchell? I know you want to play Gold Skull, but I want that old Purple Pride. Wasn't there a Purple Pride song? Let's just put that in your hand and we'll do that.
Vikings, let's win this game. Scroll, Vikings, honor your name. Go get that first down, then get a touchdown. Rock 'em, sock 'em. Fight, 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 fight. Go, Vikings, run out the score.
That's all the Purple Pride you need right there.
Exactly right. Got a new coach, and we love him. Mike Zimmer chatted with a WLW radio talk show host last hour, and they love this guy in Cincinnati. And I think we're going to love him as head coach. There's also breaking news last hour. North Turner is the new offensive coordinator. Do they have a connection? Do we know? Are they buds at all? Or what is it? Is it
don't know North about Turner? That. I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, anyway, I'm getting excited for a turnaround of the Vikes. And we need to be excited because they're going to be at TCF Stadium for a few years before that Taj Mahal is built. So,
North Turner's had a couple of go-rounds as a head coach. Didn't necessarily do that great as a head coach, but is very highly regarded as an offensive coordinator. So, watch. Going
to
be
anyway,
fun.
If you're trying to avoid talking about the roads and the weather and want to talk about the new Vikings coach, we want to know what's on your mind. Any and all topics, welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's Pete Spiker with the National Weather Service for an update on the weather conditions. Blizzard warning continuing until later today in the valley. I just, by the way, have a new road report. The Jackknife Semi closed eastbound I-94 at Douglas County. That'd be down by Alexandria. The eastbound lanes of I-94 east of Alexandria closed. This just came in minutes ago. Jackknife Semis are currently blocking the roadway between Alexandria and Osakis. Motorists must use an alternative route. So this is obviously a western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota weather event in the sense of the quote-unquote blizzard, but also treacherous travel conditions and travel advisories. Even in Burley County, Bismarck, no travel advised at all, affecting a lot of North Dakota. For more on that, here is Pete Spiker. Pete, welcome to the program. How are you?
Doing well, and I enjoyed the football thing, but I'd have to forecast that the 49ers are going to do it, not the Vikings.
Wow. Okay. Come
wow.
on.
Big Niners fan.
Do you have 49er roots or something, Pete, or what?
I was a huge Joe Montana fan when I was a little kid, so.
I was too, actually. But I was a bigger Fran Tarkington fan.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, those were the teams. Those were the years. There's some good matchups over the years between those two teams too.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the best of that. We're just trying to get back in the league, you know, just get cranking again.
Yeah.
Anyway, throwing purple bricks at the computer screens at the weather service today?
Oh no, probably the biggest challenge today has been these aviation forecasts. And visibilities are still actually they're getting to be worse over the last hour. It seems like in a lot of quarter mile visibilities, I think. When we talked a couple hours earlier, they're more in the half-mile to two-mile range, but now we're getting a lot of quarter-mile visibilities at the airports, which I think when I talked earlier, I was saying we're about half-mile at worst, and the open areas would be worse than a half-mile, but now we're actually seeing the quarters at a lot of our sites, which means I'm sure there's still a lot of whiteout conditions out there across, like I heard you saying, the I-94 corridor and then west central Minnesota where the accidents just occurred. So,
yeah, Bismarck to Jamestown I-94 closed. We had first-hand reports of that not being very good, so it is bad. How long will the conditions that folks are seeing right now across North Dakota, western Minnesota, northeast South Dakota. How long will that continue?
Well, it looks like up in southern Manitoba, the winds have died down a little bit, so this may only go 2 or 3 hours, and then start decreasing, maybe after 2 p.m. But I think for the next couple hours, it's pretty steady across the way that we're getting back up into the 40, 50 mile per hour, or 40 to 50 mile per hour, not above 50 gust winds. So I'd say for at least 2 to 3 hours, we're going to see some really low visibilities.
By the way, any questions or comments for our guest from the National Weather Service before we let him go here today, certainly welcome that. In Fargo specifically, I heard a lot of grumbling about what in the world, they're closing schools 12 hours before they open, and folks, I think, woke up at the normal time today and said it didn't look that bad outside. Yeah. I know it was a little different in the outlying areas versus town. What do you say to folks that think that, hey, this isn't a blizzard? It wasn't, at least for a time.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is in town, in any town, especially the bigger cities, you're going to get a lot of buildings and stuff blocking a lot of the snow or the wind. And when you're traveling to, say, Fargo to Valley City or Alexandria, you might be clear miles or clear for 10 miles, and then all of a sudden you get into an area that's had deeper snow or more drifting, and the wind's peeling off that top layer of snow and creating very quickly reduced visibility, which not only is hazardous because the reduced visibility, but also now you're getting some fresh snowpack on the highway that could create some slick spots. So it's not constant across everywhere. It's better in towns, but when you get out into the open areas, it's going to get bad real quick. And
it's
going to give you a false sense of false security when you're living in the city of what's really going on.
Exactly right. Now, I've heard reports of winds up to 60 miles an hour. What's the biggest wind gust you've seen so far? Sorry to put you on the spot there. I'm just kind of curious.
We have an information statement that was sent. I'm going to pull it up real quick. That was overnight. Uh, 63 miles per hour at Cavalier, North Dakota, 5:35 this morning.
Wow. And what others? A bunch in the 50s?
Quite a bit in the mid 40s, up into the 50s, yes.
And again, you see that tapering beginning when?
Well, with this right now, I'd think by about 2 o'clock it starts. Should start tapering off a little bit, but it's still going to be high enough to be creating quarter mile visibilities, and the blizzard warning still is in effect until basically 6 p.m. across the north, 9 p.m. across the south.
And how about you're talking about obviously the eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota area. How about further out into North Dakota? Obviously, there's some temperatures looking pretty good, but the winds are pretty much blowing around pretty good everywhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, it should start tapering off out west before it does in the valley. So maybe a little bit earlier. I think they had a high wind warning out there.
Last question for you. When is a blizzard a blizzard?
35 miles per hour winds, creating quarter mile visibilities or less for a 3 hour period or more. That's the official definition.
So in Cavalier, they had double a blizzard about 5 this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Darn near double. Unreal. Okay, that helps. Appreciate the update very much. Thanks for everything you and the rest of the crew do at the National Weather Service. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it very much. And we really appreciate those folks. Grand Forks, covers western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota corridor, Bismarck office of the National Weather Service, the rest of North Dakota. That's Pete Spiker from the Grand Forks office. Appreciate the update. 800-228-0550. Ron in Bismarck listening on 550 KFIRE. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, good morning. I'm a truck driver out of Minnesota. I'm staying here at the Staymark truck stop. And I've got 30 years experience out here. And at least 95% of the dangerous moves and nonsensical things I've seen come from non-truck drivers. We're out here, we're professionals, we do this all the time. We're doing 150,000 miles a year, maybe a little less. And, we're going to be better drivers than someone who's doing, drives 5 miles to work and back every day. If we pass somebody, it's snowing, and we kick up some snow and it blinds them, you know, for a second. You know, that's nothing we do intentionally. You know, it's just the way things are. I mean, the wind kicks up snow and, well, you know, that's it. Also, on the point about driving too slow, that is a huge hazard, especially when nobody can, you know, see the visibility is very poor. And driving along at even 35 or 40 and come up on a 15-mile-an-hour car, you know, that's absurd. You know, people, they really need to just get off the highways if they have to go that slow.
So Ron, you're siding with me in this back and forth, and obviously you got your thumb on the scale a little bit because you're a trucker, but you're part of this. But basically, you know, if I'm in my Ford Taurus going 40, and when you pass me at 55, I have total whiteout, I'm the one that's to blame in your view.
You're not. Did you say you're the one to blame?
Well, yeah. In other words, as the driver of the Ford Taurus, it gets whiteouts when you go by me at 15, 20 miles an hour. It's more I don't belong on the road than you don't belong on the road, or you should slow down. That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, yeah, it's nothing. I'm not trying to blind anybody. I'm just, you know, I have two choices then. I can stay behind the 40-mile-an-hour car or the 20-mile-an-hour car and then get nowhere. I might as well just pull off the road and go to bed. I mean, what's the point of even being out there then? I'm trying to get my loads of freight hauled. So yes, I'm going to have to pass some cars sometimes, and sometimes it might, you know, cause a temporary whiteout for them. It's not my fault. It's just the way things are in the wintertime sometimes.
I really
don't see this as a trucker versus car issue anyway. It's just, you know, it's. Yeah, I know semis are very big compared to a Chevy car. I understand all that, but you know, just kind of take everything into consideration and just think about it a little bit. I'm talking to the car drivers now, and I'll let you go here in a minute. But I've seen so many ridiculous things done by cars, and totally coming up to an exit. I'm running road speed. They're on my left, and the exit's coming up. It's right there, and they'll just, you know, dart right in front of me to take that exit, almost hit them, and things like that. I don't think I've ever seen a semi truck do that. You know,
very important perspective from you, Ron. I really appreciate it very much because I, you know, again, I've learned this lesson. I took my cues from the Highway Patrol. Hey, if semi after semi is passing me, I'm going as fast as I feel comfortable, but I'm getting whiteouts when the semis are coming on, coming by me. I'm the one that doesn't belong on the road, and the next safe spot I'm going to pull off. I think that's the safe thing to do on the road. Not say trucker, exactly. Slow down.
Exactly. Just one final point here, very quick. Everybody, you know, really should keep in mind that the trucking industry really moves America. You know, if you want your fresh broccoli in January in Boston, guess how it got there. You know, that's my point. Thank you for your time.
No, I appreciate it. And it's about a lot more than oil. That was my point to an earlier caller. I mean, I like baked beans, too. And, I see baked beans rolling through to get to, you know, Tiger Logistics up in Stanley and Williston and Tioga. I mean, my goodness. Speaking of Tioga, big school vote there tonight. If you're in Tioga, get out there and vote, folks. We'll talk about that more coming up. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in receiving intensive soybean management training should plan to attend one of three Getting It Right in Soybean Production meetings in January. North Dakota State University Extension Service faculty and staff will discuss soybean research underway and 2014 production issues. Meeting dates are Tuesday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Velva Senior Center on Main Street North in Velva, North Dakota. Wednesday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mohall Emergency Services Building on Central Avenue North in Mohall, North Dakota. And Tuesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wishick American Legion Post on 2nd Avenue North in Wishick, North Dakota. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's where I draw the line. I could care less what a trucker does to get the main thing is you've got to get that pie delivered and through, whatever it takes. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Exactly right. He's a guy after our own heart. Exactly.
Love
right.
It. Save that job. Call.
Exactly right. Do we put any pie on the map today? I think Lemoore, we're waiting for a report on Lemoore Pie. Otherwise, I don't think we did the pie chart today.
Well, we had bigger business to take care of today. Yeah, but
speaking of some things in the news that we haven't had a chance to talk about here today, Tioga school bond vote is tonight. And I'm reading from the Tioga Tribune here, Cecile Krim's story. School officials aren't sure how to read the lack of attendance at three public meetings held in recent weeks to explain the need for a $9.9 million school bond issue. The superintendent, Dwayne Johnston, said either patrons are sold on the plan and don't need any convincing, or they feel the state should be picked up, picking up more of the bill. Whichever is the case, I do believe people are getting their information. He said the plans and costs have been widely available, publicized both on the internet and the newspaper. All but one of the 13 people attending a meeting last Thursday had a connection either to the building project or the school, with the exception of patron Deanna Peterson, and even she used to work in the lunchroom. You don't have a school, you don't have a city, said Peterson, clearly in the yes camp when it comes to approving the bond issue. What a wonderful plan, she said after seeing the drawings. Were I a resident officially of Tioga, I would be voting yes tonight at Central Elementary School. We obviously have KTGO radio there, but I am not a resident of Tioga, although I spent many a nights in a bunk bed on 2nd Street Southeast in our little crew camp. It looks like WKRP. You got to come sometime, Todd. Ask Dale Wetzel about the living conditions that we have there in Tioga.
Would love to pay a visit. And you know, when you have the kids tour and you point to the turntables, just say that's where they keep the pizza.
You should have seen that. It was one of the all-time classics. By the way, if the bond issue passes tonight and you can vote until 7 o'clock tonight, homeowners will see their property tax increase about an extra $128 per $100,000 of a home's value. So you're going to give up a little of the relief you got from the last legislative session, but I think it's well worth it, and I would be voting yes if I were there tonight in Tioga. It goes till 7 o'clock tonight. Do your civic duty. This is important. Residents new and old of Tioga, I hope you get out there, and I hope you vote, and I hope this passes overwhelmingly because they need it. This is part of the fabric of the community that's so very important, and I know this went down in Minot for different reasons, but Tioga and the boom that's going on there, it is so necessary, so very, very important. Also, we have a report of a train derailment. We had an eyewitness call in earlier west of Tioga along Highway 2. He said nothing other than looked like, what did he say, 13 to 15 cars on its side. He speculated it was due to high wind, but I'm sure somebody will blame oil pretty quick here. But we'll keep you posted on that as well. Ron in Bismarck, who's a train engineer. You can get some insight for us, I'll bet. Ron, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. I'd like to comment on semi drivers, but we're running our trains down the tracks. They're constantly shining their lights bright on us, they're shining spotlights on us, blinding us. We have to be regulated by federal regulations. We cannot dim our lights. And we are really tired of these annoying truck drivers blinding us at nighttime because they want us to dim our lights. So something they need to understand that quit doing it because it is quite annoying when you're being blinded.
It makes sense, Ron, and hopefully some truckers will now better understand that situation thanks to your call. Do you have a take on whether it's this train derailment at Tioga today, some speculating because of high wind, or the situation in Castleton, the soybean train derailing, hitting the oil train, and what happened there with the tankers? What's your take on those, these stories that have caused folks, because of Bakken crude being transported, to point fingers at the industry or the train? What's your take on that?
Well, I'm probably going to lose you here. I'm kind of in a bad area here driving down the road here. But as far as high winds, they don't normally affect train traffic other than slowing us down, really. You have to have some pretty substantial winds to derail a car. As far as the Castleton incident, I don't have really any specifics. So for me to comment on that, I really don't have any comments to make on that. So.
Do you haul oil, Ron?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We haul lots of crude oil.
Do you think the tanker car should be strengthened?
Well, I've done a little bit of reading and research on them, and certainly there are conditions of one like this particular train getting another train where these tanks, you know, could rupture because of they are doing what they can to strengthen them, putting end panels on and strengthening the sides of them, but apparently I guess there needs to be a little bit more done.
Yeah, it sounds like the feds have really dropped the ball there, because there's one particular tanker car that's had proposed regulations to strengthen it for 2 years. The industry signed off, and yet it's languishing in Congress. So I don't know why. Or not Congress, some bureaucracy. I forget if it's NTSB or you know, what is it, the Railroad Safety Administration, or where somewhere that it's languishing. It's a federal government, basically. But, Ron, I appreciate your take. Just hadn't talked to a train engineer before, so I wanted to hear. Quick, Greg and Carrington, quick report, and we have to go. Greg, about 10 seconds. Greg, give me your driving report in 10 seconds. Oh, you had to go. I'm sorry. Hey, Todd, go buy a Minneapolis Star Tribune and take a look under the headline Attitude Adjuster of that picture of Mike Zimmer, and tell me if you wouldn't have the fear of God in you playing for this guy.
Oh, frame that and put it on the wall.
Exactly. That'll put it in the locker room, for crying out loud. I love this guy. We'll talk about that and more tomorrow on a Normal or Nuts Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Gotta go. Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on the weather right here. God bless you, folks. Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible, USSND.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.